Today we head west of the Mississippi River to the state of Illinois. Yes, that is correct. We're heading west across the Great River to the state of Illinois. The place where you can do that has some very unique history that's still important today. And it's this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Kaskaskia, Illinois was established in 1703 on the Kaskaskia River, about 5 miles above its confluence with the Mississippi River. It was the first capital of the territory and the state. By the 1870s, though, Mother Nature was changing the geography here.
For 2 or 3 years, according to some of the eyewitness accounts, there had been a lot of ice in the rivers, and then the ice dams would build, and so it just would cause a lot of damage along those banks.
Emily Lyons says those ice dams caused the Mississippi River to begin cutting a new channel. Eventually, only a 300-foot strip of land kept the Mississippi from joining the Kaskaskia River, nearly 10 miles above its original confluence.
1881 is when it made the final cut through. It had been sort of changing and forming a sort of horseshoe bend in there for many years.
Suddenly, the town of Kaskaskia was no longer on the Kaskaskia River. It was now on the Mississippi River. Not only that, it was on the west side of the Mississippi, cut off from the rest of the state of Illinois. A handful of people still live in the town. Lyons still attends church here.
The incorporated village is a 15-block area. The island itself is 14,000 acres with 10,000 acres inside the levee.
To get to the island, you must cross the Mississippi River at Chester, enter Missouri, go through the town of St. Mary, Missouri, then cross the old channel back into Illinois and Kaskaskia. Traveling the countryside, west of the Mississippi in Kaskaskia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.